Now look, Christ hath redeemed us, the work of redemption. You have no reason to be afraid because the work has been done and you have access to it by your faith. And you have, this book is a book of faith. Every word in here will bring you faith. And all you have to do is read it and study it, consider it a seed and keep going over and over it and planting that seed of the word in your spirit over and over again. Now listen, this is how deep you can plant the word. A friend of mine had been meditating on Acts 10:23. She had decided that that was her verse for the season. Verses with me are seasonal. So she's gone over it and over it and over it and over it and over it. And she had to make a quick run to Publix. And she got to Publix and the clerk said, that'll be $10.23. And without thinking, she said, well, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. She quoted the scripture. Because she had it in her heart. It's in my heart. This melody of love divine, it's in my heart. I am His. The scripture is planted so deep that it's in the heart. And the heart is going to begin to grow the fruit of healing, the fruit of prosperity, the fruit of deliverance, the fruit of redemption. It's paid for. All you have to do is cause it to blossom and bloom and grow up by planting it so deep in your heart. Christ hath redeemed us. Finished. It's done. Now, it says from the curse of the law. This is very interesting to me because I've tripped over this verse for years. In fact, certain scriptures I don't teach very often, I think, no. And the Lord really has to deal with me to do certain things. Certain things are difficult to explain, and I just won't go there unless, if I'm not certain, if I can't make it clear to you, I'm just not going there. And so this is one of those verses. And the other day I was meditating here. I spent a lot of time in Galatians. I've read Galatians in several different translations over and over and over again last year. And I was back there again. And it suddenly dawned on me what the problem was. Why I tripped over that verse. Because it doesn't say Christ has redeemed us from sin. It says He's redeemed us from the curse. The curse is the result of sin. It's the product that sin produces. You see that? Now keep your finger there, keep your sheet there, and look over Deuteronomy 28. Let me show you this. Verse 15. I was in Publix and somebody had been drinking, I'll say Coke, I don't know what it was, but they had dripped water all along the floor. Just little dots here and there, and I didn't see it. And I had on slick bottom shoes, which I usually do because I like shoes. That's why I had them on. I mean, you can wear your tennis shoes and your flip-flops. I like shoes. So we're all different. I don't care what you do with your feet. You can come barefoot. You know what religion is? It's the command that we must all be exactly alike. And nothing is farther from the truth and farther from the scripture. If we're all alike, we're never going to get the gospel around the world. We have to have the variety of gifts. So I'm in there in my shoes and they were slick bottom and I've slipped and came down on my knee and I bruised the bone on my knee. Now, not the knee, the bone. I bruised the bone. And it takes months for that. It is excruciatingly painful. And I had ice on it all the time. I did everything they told me to do. They checked it. It's not fractured. It's bruised. It's blue. It's cute. The bruise on the knee was the result of the fall. The fall was the problem. The bruise was the result. Curse is a result of the sin. The sin brings the curse. The curse is the outgrowth, the byproduct of what was wrong, of the mistake that was made. Now, in Deuteronomy 15, you see this clearly. It shall come to pass if you will not hearken diligently to the voice. In other words, you heard what God said, you're not paying attention. Or you decided not to do it. Unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do. You've got to observe, you've got to hear. That word hear, hearken diligently, it means to listen, paying attention to detail, and then to do. It means as soon as I get this straight in my thinking, I'm going to do this, as soon as I understand. Hearken, to observe, to do. In other words, you just didn't do it. You knew what God said, you didn't do it. Of all these commandments and statutes which I command this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Run you down, run you over. Well, the curse wouldn't have run you down if you'd have done what God said to do. Now, God didn't send the curse. Curses in the world everywhere. I mean, watch the news. The curse is out there. But the curse was the byproduct of disobedience. Disobedience, failure, and sometimes it's just ignorance. You would have done it had you been more of a student of the Word or been in an atmosphere where you had learned that.